Hey, this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is the Learning to Fail podcast, a show where I'm going to share my ideas, my goals, my expectations, so that I can hold myself accountable. Hopefully, I'll inspire others to do the same, and you guys can learn from my mistakes. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, guys? Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com. Thanks so much for listening. So today... it's actually a really cool episode. What is today? Today is the 6th, right? So technically there should be 6 episodes. This should be episode 6 because my goal was to do this every single day, right? And I told myself the reason why this podcast is so important to me is because, one, I want to share goals. I want to have goals, have ideas. I want to put them into action, and I want to hold myself accountable. And today's the day, right? So today's day 6, January 6th of 2020. It's supposed to be episode 6, and it's not. It's episode 4. I missed the last 2 days. Now, looking back at the last 2 days, let's see what I did. So yesterday I actually played baseball, which is the first thing I've done. And I haven't played baseball in a very long time. But it felt really good, and baseball was a very near and dear sport to me. Growing up, I played baseball my entire life. I mean, from Little League, I'm like T-ball, the first sport I ever really played. And then I played it all the way up until high school. And then I got hurt and things like that. So for me, it was just, it was kind of a big deal. So I did that early in the morning, came home. I was like out with other people, and I really couldn't put together the podcast until I got home. But when I got home, I got my beautiful baby girls, and then that all kind of spun, and we were watching football, and I was tired, and my back was hurting. And it was a long, long day. And then the day before that, what did I do before that? Anyway, but to make a long story short, and not to make excuses, because it's not an excuse. I should have found time. I should have done it earlier. I should have woken up earlier. I should have done something more, and I wanted to do it. But today, I failed, right? So I'm learning to fail. Like, I'm okay with that. And I want to be held accountable. I want you guys to know that if you set out to do a goal and you don't achieve it, doesn't mean that it's over or it's done and that you have to give up, because typically that's what I would do. And that's what I'm trying to learn, right? I would go 100%, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do this all year, and then you miss a day, then you miss another day, and then you miss one more. Maybe you do, and then you're like, you know what? Whatever, it's over, and you forget about it. And I feel like that happens a lot to a lot of people. So I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way. So let's talk about today's goals, today's ideas, today's expectations, right? So I have another goal. So I did. Let me celebrate something really quick. So I did set a goal. I don't know if I told you that before, but I set a goal that I wanted to read a little bit every morning to start my day off. Damn, stop saying Lawrence. You see that? I keep doing that. But I did. I wanted to at least spend 5 to 10 minutes every morning from now on reading a book, something that's inspiring, something that maybe gets my energy going, or my brain ticking or working. But for me, it's really important because I want to start the day off correctly. So that was one. And two, getting ready, right? So because sometimes I work from home, and almost most of the time now, since we moved offices and we kind of have like a satellite office, I've started to just kind of be like, all right, cool. Like, I don't have to get like ready. I can kind of like just kind of change, get going, start the morning, brush my teeth, get some coffee, and then kind of hang for a bit, and then kind of like casually work as I'm working. But I told myself that I don't want to do that anymore. I want to get up as if I have something to do, somewhere to go, even if I can work from home, because I feel like I'll be more productive. So today I did that. I woke up. I said, hey, look, my daughters are back in school. Things are getting back into the swing of things. Let's start this week off right. Let's start this day off right. So cool. So I woke up. I got out of bed. After I took the girls to school, I came back. I read for a bit. I got ready, like changed into clothes that are like nice and presentable that you could see me out in public, and it's been great. I feel good. I'm actually getting things done, and that's true. So that's one. Those are two things that I for sure set out to do this morning and today, and I did it. So that's fantastic. Also, water. That's going to be another goal that I'm going to do. So I actually kind of already created this habit. I don't know if you guys have ever read the book. I can't think of it right now. It's crazy. But it's about habits and how to create them and how to find your bad habits and eliminate them, and how to find the good habits and want the good habits that you want to have, and then start making those habits. So I started what I've done as of late is after I drink a cup of coffee, because I always have coffee a couple hours after I wake up, because I don't like to do it since I fast and I don't eat until 1 or 2. I have my coffee close to around like 11, and after I drink my coffee, I immediately make a cup of water, like a large, I don't know, 18 ounces or whatever the case is, and then I drink that, and that's so for sure, that's a habit. I've done that from now on, and the days that I always remember to do that, which almost always, unless I'm like going out and I'm having coffee on the go or whatever the case, I don't drink as much. But when I find that when I make my coffee and then I finish my coffee, I was going through emails and things like that, I drink water immediately afterwards, and then throughout the day I actually drink more water. So it's definitely working. So for you guys, if you want to drink more coffee or you want to do something like that, that's very similar, it's called habit stacking. So you find a habit that you most definitely already have. That's a good habit, right? Like if you obviously like brush your teeth, right? Everybody should have a great habit of brush your teeth in the morning. If you go, okay, as soon as I brush my teeth, the very next thing is blank. And then you start doing that. So immediately, if you do that enough, you brush your teeth, the first thing you do, not take a shower, not go eat dinner, lunch or breakfast or whatever. You take a shower and then you, I don't know, put your gym clothes on. That's it, right? You brush your teeth. Immediately after you brush your teeth, you put your gym clothes on. And then at that point, you have probably a better chance of going to the gym if going to the gym is hard for you. So that's been really good for me. Let's see. We're already at like a 6 minutes towards the show. So we only have a couple more minutes before the show's over, because I don't want to keep this any longer than 10 minutes. I'm really trying to keep that under 10 minutes. But I just want to really hone in and just and dial in on the fact that I failed. I 100% failed, and I don't feel like a failure, but I wouldn't say that I'm discouraged, but I am kind of disappointed in myself, because look at it, it's 6 days into the year 2020, and I couldn't even podcast, do a 5 to 10 minute podcast once a day, and I'm like, and it sucks, it really does kind of suck, but I want to look at the much larger spectrum, the much bigger picture. And if at the end of the year, 365 days, I did 362 episodes, I think that's going to be a big win for me. And that's my goal for me, obviously, at that point is consistency throughout the entire thing. So some of these episodes are going to be great. Some are going to suck. Some of you guys won't even listen to them. To be honest, again, if you guys are listening, I want you to know, although I am making this for you, for others, to be inspired to not only be okay with failing, but learn from them, but just so that that you can do better for yourself and you realize that. But realistically and 100%, I'm doing it for myself, because even right now I'm talking basically to myself out loud, and I'm reassuring that it's okay, that I can do this, that I have the power, that I have the strength, the adversity and the willingness to set out for something that is maybe out of my league or out of my comfort zone. And when I don't come through and I make the mistake or I fail and I don't do what I wanted to do, I learn that that's okay. As long as I learn from it and I learn how to not do it again and repeat it the next time, because then I can progress and I can get better for the next time. So guys, if you're in this position, make sure, okay, look, if it's going to the gym for 2020, if it's eating healthier, if it's drinking more water, if it's cutting out carbs or whatever you guys are into this day, or you want to start a business or you want to do this, you want to do that, go for that and make your goals big and know what your target is and go after it. And if you fail, it's okay, because I know this. For the longest time, I was so afraid of failing. I never wanted to be a failure. Just to wrap this whole thing up, because I got like maybe 30 more seconds. For the longest time, I've been really good at a lot of things. Rapping, music, singing, dancing, baseball, football, business, television, speaking, talking, like all those kinds of things. Like those are things that I'm good at a lot. And a lot of things come very natural to me. And I've always gotten to that threshold where the moment I felt a little bit of resistance, I backed off, because I was afraid to fail. And not anymore. So you guys are fantastic. It's okay to fail. I'll talk to you guys soon. Hey, so this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys. This again is the Learning to Fail podcast, the show where I just share all my goals, expectations, and ideas to keep myself accountable, of course, and to hopefully inspire and help others learn from my mistakes. If you guys want to stay tuned with everything that I'm doing, you guys go to LawrenceDoes.com. I'm going to be changing that over to a personal brand. You can go to thepeoplesagents.com for all my real estate things that I'm going to be doing. I feel like I'm going to have a really big year this in 2020. I got some things in the works right now and more clients that we're going to be helping, and hopefully I can grow the team. So that's going to be awesome. And what else? Lots of other stuff. So find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those things. And I'll talk to you guys soon. See you tomorrow. Thanks.